Let's go.
Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's amazing episode of the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. I feel like this is a super highly anticipated episode because you guys have seen my friend Batman all over our Instagram reels and imaging. And we're going to jump into that in just a second and find out what that's all about and what Mike can teach us today. Just a few announcements, you guys. If you're listening in the ECN, be sure to drop a comment, say hi, let us know you're here listening. Same over there on LinkedIn. Thank you for being here. I noticed that the, and guys, I just got over being sick. I got my hot tea in here. Bear with me. Just got my voice back today. We have 12,800 members over in the ECN right now. And so if you guys have ever been looking for a free way to network with other people in corporate America, just like you, be sure to get over there and take advantage of that. And of course, as always, as Tim says, I'm going to plug this for Tim. If you get anything from today's episode, head on over to iTunes, leave us a review, give us a shout out. And if you need help with your career, head on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, book a call with our team, find out what's going wrong, what's going right in your job search, and how we can help. And we have some very fancy new resources available for you at execupgrades.com/resources. And I might as well talk to you guys for a second about the Success Unveiled event coming up in June, June 7th and 8th. And actually, Mike, who we're about to talk to, is going to be joining us there as a speaker. So we're extra blessed and lucky to have him there. If you have not done so yet, email me, Christina@execupgrades.com, for your pre-sale ticket information. We'd love to see you there. We're going to tackle every area of life at that event. So if you need help with mindset, you know, the way you think about money, what you can do with finance, your taxes, self-development, sales, we're going to tackle all of that, how to thrive really personally, professionally, and financially. So really super excited about that. And it's just for anybody looking to make a big change in their life. Okay, so you guys saw Tim and I become best-selling authors last year. 2023 was a big year. I'm holding up the books. If you can see me, The Fearless Executive, that is my book. And I will shamelessly say I kicked Tim's butt during the launch. But so you got that, and you've seen Tim's book, The Discipline Equals Dream Job. Guys, if you haven't got your hands on these, again, another amazing resource to get you started with your mindset and your career. Literally, I think mine is marked down to under $4 right now. So don't miss that. But if you were wondering, how did they do it? How did they write these books? We're going to talk about that right now. Welcome to the show, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my God. It's great to be here with you. Guys, if you don't know Christina and Tim, they are on the ball. Our team loves working with them. So I'm very privileged to be here with you, and hopefully I'm able to add a lot of value for your audience.
I'm so excited about this. Now, Mike, we know if you follow Mike already, you know he's a patriot. He is somebody who's strong in his belief systems. He's somebody who shows up every day. He's gone from, you know, he's one of these stories where you've gone just from nothing to clawing your way up to, you know, what you want to be in life. And he's such a great example of, you know, pursuing your goals personally, professionally, financially. But you got to tell me about this Bookman thing, okay? Because I don't even know the story about the Bookman Batman thing. We got to hear it.
Yeah. So people are blown away that I bought a superhero suit. I drive around in my Dodge Viper and I interview the public and ask them questions and get it on camera. And people ask me, what the heck do I do? I own a publishing company. I help people market their books. Well, how does that tie in with the Bookman and being a superhero? And the simple answer is that we are all on the hero's journey. And once you write a book, you realize it. that you realize that it's the final piece to the hero's journey, where now you turn around and you return with Elixir, you give back. Joseph Campbell, if you're able to identify this hero's journey that he explains in, I think, the 40s or the 30s, all the great stories that we have learned growing up, share something in common, and most likely it is the hero's journey. An individual has a call to adventure. There's a refusal for that call. Eventually, he or she leaves the normal world, goes into the unfamiliar world. That's whenever that hero is tested, finds their allies, slays the dragon and gets the gold or gets the girl or gets the reward in any aspect. And then the final stage of the hero's journey is now you have to go back into that familiar world, the original world, and give the individuals the insight on what you've learned. And that is what we like to share with our audience. So how did it all start? It's pretty amazing here. You'll like this story. I'm out there. I'm trying to buy my dream car, and it's a Dodge Viper. So I say to my accountant, how can I do this? Well, why don't we invest in some self-storage, take the residuals from the self-storage, and, you know, take a loan out for the car, and then just pay down the monthly payment. So technically, you would get a free Dodge Viper. And I say, okay, let's do that. Well, turns out there was something in my credit history from 2020 whenever I was selling my house. I missed a few payments. So when you try to buy an exotic car, they really look into that and say, well, you missed a few payments in 2020 when you were selling your house. So we're not going to give you the loan. And I say, okay, what am I going to do? How do I turn this car into part of my brand? Wait a second. Why don't I create a guy called the Bookman? This will be the Bookmobile, and I'll just buy it cash. And now it's a part of my business in some aspect. And that way I can kind of justify actually spending that much money for this car. And that's how it all came to be. So by chance, by luck, or by just fate, the Bookmobile and the Bookman entered the world of publishing.
I love that. And it just stuck. And now you have to keep the legacy going.
Yeah. Well, you probably sense this though. When you put out a book, Christina, did you realize, like, number one, people took you more seriously? People were blown away that you're a best-selling author, but you probably obtained some type of clarity in the process, right? You learned a little bit more about your journey, where you come from, where you're at now, where you're going. You were able to articulate it to the masses, be of service to the many, for service to the many leads to greatness. And you were able to take your story and make it tangible for people all over the world to read. And you realize that your life has more meaning when it actually adds value to other people's lives. So your expertise and your journey becomes someone else's survival guide. How fascinating is that?
I love that. I love that. I saw that on your Instagram story yesterday. I love that.
Isn't that a great way to look at it? It's great.
It is. It really is, because people need that. People need your survival guide, guys. You know, and my number one takeaway from when I did finally – well, mine took my, I kind of drug my feet on it a little bit, guys. I had a, you know, who am I to write a book? All the self-doubt, whatever, you know. But once you get through all of that, my biggest takeaway from it was like confidence. I really was like if there's anybody out there that is thinking about writing a book, if for no other reason other than to boost your confidence and to have another tool to promote yourself, get a book for sure. People are, you know, sometimes I have people come over to our headquarters and visit and they're like, oh, you wrote a book. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I wrote a freaking book. I'm like, yeah, like, yeah, I did. And, you know, it's so funny. Okay. So what's one of your favorite heroes stories? Like, what's one of your favorite books? Well, either a book that you published or just generally a book. What's one of your favorites?
Well, the book that really stood out in my life that changed my life was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And if you haven't read that, you have to read it. But when it comes to the hero's journey, the book that really stands out is The Count of Monte Cristo. Have you read that book or watched that movie?
No.
So give you guys a little background. The Count of Monte Cristo was in my mind as I was growing my business. And it's basically about an individual who is wrongfully accused, who was sent to prison for many years. But he was a nobody. He was a pushover. He had no backbone. He had no skill set. He was just this guy who was happy-go-lucky and just pushed around by his friends and his family members. And when he goes to prison, that's whenever he meets a mentor, a priest, who teaches him about religion, who teaches him about how to fight, who teaches him how to become a man. And so in prison, in the darkest days, is actually whenever he finds his true strength. He breaks out of prison, eventually becomes the wealthiest man in the country, and then he gets revenge on those who wronged him. And so it's a journey of an individual who it basically ties in with many people's lives. You know, they go through life and then they have a wake-up call, and that wake-up call usually appears in a form of a ground zero moment, some dark moment in their life, and that teaches them something so great that it actually elevates them to the next best version of themselves. And it's what's required to actually hit that level. And so without that adversity, without that dragon, if you will, without the enemies, you actually will not see your true form take place. And I think that ties in with many people's lives. I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs and people in the executive career space that have summed up their life in a way that shows that, you know, adversity is their greatest strength, the ability to problem solve when the storm arrives. And there's a great quote from that movie or that book: life is a storm, and one moment you'll be basking in the sunlight and the other moment you will be shattered upon the rocks. What you do when that storm arrives is what makes you a man. And so storms are always going to be around us. What you do when the storm arrives, that's the differentiator. And so as you problem solve, as you overcome those dark days, you learn something, and then you'd have to turn around and give back to those who are about to face the storm or in the storm themselves. And as you do that more and more, you realize that you add value to the marketplace. And as you keep growing and keep developing, opportunities start arising. And it's not because of the ability to just communicate your message. It's the ability to keep progressing. And personal transformation is inevitable as long as you constantly learn and then teach. And there's a great way of looking at teaching is that if you look into people who teach self-defense, they actually have their students learn something, and then the following day they come back and they have to teach it back to their master. And the reason why is the moment you teach, you actually understand at a deeper level. So as you constantly teach, you become a better communicator, a better listener. You realize that everything you learn can actually increase your own value, which increases your finances, which increases your opportunities. And so you don't run from storms, you don't run from adversity, you actually run towards them. And the more valuable you become, the more freedom you have, the more options to get jobs, to get clients, to get relationships. And so the fun really begins once you start to embrace the challenge.
Absolutely. We had a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and it was about building resilient company culture. And I really dug into the definition of resiliency. And it's not, you know, what you're doing when everything's all rainbows and butterflies. It's what are you doing in the face of adversity? That's what makes you resilient. And if, you know, there's probably a lot of our clients listening. And if you're a client here, you know, when you come into our environment, it's rare that we're talking about everything going perfectly. It's like, no, how are you going to be doing after you've been rejected 100 times? How are you going to be doing after, you know, however many offers fall through? That's how greatness is really built. I love that story. Okay, so how many best-selling books have you done so far, Mike?
Oh, so yesterday was our 335th
best-selling book. Holy smokes!
335, yeah. So yesterday was exciting because it was Pat Hilton's. If you guys are watching this live, just pull up Pat Hilton, The Force Inside. He's an MC. He also helps people with social media. And he was able to tap into the force inside of himself. And once he did that and realized that his voice and his beliefs is actually his superpower, that's what he does on social media. So yeah, yesterday was huge. And we have another one scheduled tomorrow. So 336 tomorrow, Christina.
Wow. Congratulations on that. That is amazing. For those of you that are listening and you're already like, man, how can I book a call with Mike? Let's make it happen. I see that Raquel is dropping the comments here, how you can just click and book a call with Mike. And we'll talk more about that here in a minute. But if you're listening now and you're looking for that, feel free to do that. Okay. So Mike, we have you know, thousands of professionals in our community and in our program. And I was telling you the other day, it's got to be at least half have come to me and said, Christina, it's my lifelong dream to publish a book. And then when I did my book, they're like, oh my God, I really want to do a book. And this comes up over and over and over again. But as you know, and you've shared the statistics on this, and I'll let you actually tell me, it's like 99.9% of people who want to actually don't. So what do you think, what do you think that it is that holds people back from doing it?
Well, that stat is just fascinating. And maybe this does tie into other parts of life, but 85% of people on planet Earth have said at one time in their life, I want to write a book. Yet only 3% ever finish. Now, why is that? Because, and I think this answers your question, there's probably 5 or 6 main reasons why people don't start/finish a book. Number one, they battle imposter syndrome. They say to themselves, I'm not there yet. I'm not a billionaire. What am I going to say that's different than someone else, right? And I say to them all the time, number one, we're all saying the same stuff. Tony Robbins is saying the same stuff as Jim Rohn. It's the same stuff as Ed Schoaf, right? The only difference is the story behind it. Now, they're able to tap into this imposter syndrome and say, well, I experience it every day myself, but in order for me to beat it, I leave no doubt. I get on more podcasts, I write more books, I elevate my skills, and therefore, if I leave no doubt, imposter syndrome will be beaten. And so that's the answer to that problem. So if you're battling with imposter syndrome, it's natural. It only means you're going from one world to another. And you want to constantly progress. You want to go from the normal world to the unfamiliar world because it means you're somewhere new. And your soul's going to say, wait a second, this is new to me. Do I really belong? And the more you embrace, yes, you do belong. First, you have to convince yourself. And then once you convince yourself, you can convey it to the masses. So in order to do that, leave no doubt. When you write a book and you become a best-selling author, that's a checkbox that most people, once again, let's just say 97% of people will never have in their life, which means you have this new tool that nobody else has. It's a sword. Therefore, if you embrace that and say, I'm a best-selling author, I was on X amount of podcasts, I've done X amount of deals, and I've done this, this, and this. It basically differentiates you from the masses, and that's personal branding. The other aspect is clarity. Now, when I first started working with you and Tim, I believe you had a clarity far and above most people. But clarity of where you're going in life is essential. And if you know the position you want to hold 5, 10, 15 years from now, that gives you such an advantage, which means now all you need are a series of breadcrumbs that lead to that. You need to put stuff behind you that will help other people get to where you're at now, which will also help position you as that dream version of yourself. So clarity. The other part of it is that most people don't even see the power in a book. They don't even realize the life on the other side. Now, Christina and Tim, you guys had an amazing business already, but when you have that book out there, did it also give you a new identity? Did it also give you a sense of accomplishment? I'm assuming so. So I wonder if that's a rhetorical question, but yes, it does give you this new sense of accomplishment. And so when you have that, what can you do with it? You can generate leads. You can create a podcast around it. You can start to get on stages. You can start to attract attention from people all over the world. You could show it to your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend. See, I'm a best-selling author. I mean, the joy is absolutely unbelievable. The moment, I mean, there's so much of a reward just by having it out there that people don't even sense that. The pain aspect. It's a pain in the ass to write. We know that, unless you look at it as very therapeutic. Wait a second. You mean to tell me that the more I write, the more I understand myself and I increase self-awareness, but also I'm able to articulate my message in a way that it helps, it gives value to those around me, ultimately increasing my value in the marketplace? Oh, also, when I start to put my thoughts down on paper, I now have an understanding of where I'm at now and where I want to go, which gives my decision-making an upgrade. I now know who I'm looking for. I know my identity of what I'm lacking, what I'm great at. Wow, you mean to tell me that I could see value in everything that I've gone through? There's so much of an understanding of that pain is just temporary, right? You get through that writing, the benefit far out exceeds that pain. But also, you realize that there are people like me out there that try to take away that pain to make it as easy as possible. And ghostwriters exist. Now, I brought up a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad before, and if you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. It changed my life. It put me on a whole new path. And when I dug a little deeper into that book, I realized that the author, Robert Kiyosaki, wasn't even the writer. An individual named Sharon Lecter was the writer. Sharon Lecter is the gifted writer that brought his thoughts, his words to life on a piece of paper. And then he went in and then adjusted it. So there are simple ways to get your book done through ghostwriters like ours that will also help save time, take away that pain, and consolidate everything down into a simple form, 120, 130, 140 pages, so it doesn't take you 5, 10, 20 years to write. So we're trying to save you time, save you money, but also get it done in a way that takes as much or takes as little out of you as possible. So that's just one aspect. And then the other piece of it is personal brand. I think people look at this career that they're on and they don't understand that they have a personal brand associated with it. And so personal branding is pretty much the end all be all, in my opinion. If you have a strong personal brand, people will know what you're all about before you even enter the room.
That's right.
They know what your beliefs, they know what you can offer the world, they know your backstory. There's a great phrase I have out there, Christina, and it's nobody really cares about you until you help them with their life. But nobody trusts you until they know your backstory. So the whole goal here is to make it as easy as possible for others to want to do business with you, to make it as easy as possible for them to hire you. Give value, because if you serve, that's really what they're looking for. But the backstory, oh my God, if they fall in love with your backstory, if they see that you love dogs, maybe you started a business and failed, maybe you went through a divorce and overcame it, or you went through X, Y, and Z, and they did too, oh my God, now there's common ground. So that personal brand is what they say about you when you're not in the room. Make it easy for them to fill in the blanks of what you're about, what your story is. And then when you walk out of the room, you will leave something behind that's unforgettable. Most people will not forget, throw away a book. They'll put it on the coffee table, they'll put it on the bookshelf, and it's sort of like a business card that never dies. So you wanna make it as easy as possible for them to remember you, do business with you, and make it easy for them to share your name and what you're about.
That's right. You guys, you know, we all have these moments in life that really define who we are. I'm sure you can come up with at least four or five things that you can say, wow, that was really a pivotal moment in my life. When I published my book, it was right up there with like an identity shift with like becoming a mother or getting married or starting a business. Like it really did contribute to my identity. I mean, and I didn't see that coming. And it's like one of those things that you just don't know until you do it to really experience that. But that was a surprise to me that I changed. And then it helped me also this and what I'm about to share with you guys, I wasn't even looking for in the process. Like, but you know, when you're going through all of these, stories and life experiences, you start to experience them in a different way as you're moving through the content of the book. So it's just such a gift to yourself, and then to be able to use it as a tool and resource, to me, that was kind of just like the icing on the cake. I was like, wow, this is for me, you know? And I always say, and just like Mike said, hey, you really learn the best when you're teaching. And I selfishly always say, like, I do this podcast for me, throw in this big event in June for myself, because all of this stuff, it's for us, right? And then we gift it out into the world. And I really do feel that way.
So can you hold your books up there again? Yep. I just want to show this to you guys. That identity is external and internal. You have an identity that you are an author, best-selling author, but all right, look at the title of that book. When people see you on stage or hear about your name, you are the best-selling author of what? What's your title?
The Fearless Executive.
Okay. Now, do you guys sense that? Oh my God. Christina Madden is the author of The Fearless Executive. Take away the author, Christina is the fearless executive. Do you see how it simplifies the definition of who you are, which makes it easy for people to remember? And that way, if they're looking for someone who preaches about being fearless and an executive, who are they going to hire? The person who wrote the book on the fearless executive.
Amazing. I want to circle back to what you said there about ghostwriting. Okay. So you hear all this stuff. on the internet. Ghostwriting gets a bad rap. People hear that and, oh my God, or like the use of AI and things like that. You want to give me your insight on why it would be stupid to not use the use of ghostwriters and technology in the book writing process?
Well, to me, ghostwriters are instrumental simply because writing is a muscle. It takes a long time to master. And so you want to find someone who listens well and writes in a way that simplifies what you're trying to say down to as few words as possible and really gets the message home. If I'm going to build a software program, it's going to be my software program, but I'm going to hire programmers. And so I'm going to try to find the best for it. If I do a video series and I'm going to go out on the street, I'm going to hire a videographer, even though that's my video. I'm trying to hire professionals because it's the who, not how approach. And there's a book out there called Who, Not How. And basically you outsource your weaknesses so you can focus on what you do best, your strengths, revenue producing activities, maybe communicating your message, maybe face-to-face meetings. A writer will simplify it, save you time. And all the great books out there, I'm telling you, if you look deep enough, there are so many editors and so many writers involved that you will be shocked. And so you may say to yourself, I'm going to write the book myself. Oh, okay. Well, that's going to take you way longer. It's probably not going to be a better product. And individuals will see that as maybe amateur. So it's going to sound a little bit off, but you might be proud of it yourself. You want the results. You want it to be clear. You want storytelling associated with lesson given. So that's the way I look at it. Outsource your weaknesses. I think it's a bad way of looking at book writing, that to do everything yourself. Are you going to design the cover yourself? Are you going to get it edited yourself? Are you going to do the marketing yourself? If not, as long as the message and the stories are a value add to the reader and it paints a true picture of who you are and it sounds like you to a very large degree, that's a win. Consolidate time, get it done professionally, and therefore the marketplace will respect you because of it. When it comes to AI, Elon Musk did say, now we will use it in a way that if we need to say a sentence in a better way, we'll say, how can we say this in a more clear and professional manner? We do not do the whole book in AI. So it's a tool, but it's very much like God has given us a chainsaw and we had a saw. Is it in our best interest to use that chainsaw? Wait a second. I'm a man. I'm going to use this saw. No, if the tool is there, you use it in certain situations. Otherwise, you will look like an idiot because the technology is there. So if you don't use it, I think you will actually, you know, cut your own throat by trying to be proud of your work. When it comes to ghostwriters and use of AI, use it sparingly, but it is there for a reason, and it's getting better and better. Elon Musk has a quote out there. It says, in 5 years, AI will write better than any writer that has ever lived. Now, that's pretty scary, all right? Writing is one thing. It's going to write really, really well. Here's the thing. Anybody will eventually be able to write a book. The difference, AI will not know your life story. It will not know those stories behind the lessons. So how do you win this game? The lessons can be shared amongst everyone, no matter what, with AI. But who you are as a person, what you went through, is a one-off. That's what you lean in on. What you went through, what Tim's military background, not everybody can share that. You lean in on what makes you unique. That's what's beautiful about being a human. Your story is completely different than everyone else's. And so Tony Robbins has an amazing story, but maybe there's someone else out there who has a same message and a little bit better story that's associated with the audience. So he's going to win, right? The new person can win based off of the story of how they learn those lessons. And so when you're doing this book, lean in on those stories, be vulnerable, be authentic, and that's what's going to differentiate yourself in a world of AI. So use it sparingly, but only know whenever it's required. And then ghostwriters, absolutely a no-brainer. I will never write my own book ever again. It's not in your best interest. It's not mine. The great books out there, the great leaders, all have someone behind the scenes that pretty much pull it all together. The individual who is the author will put it together and clean it up and make sure that they're proud of it, make sure the stories are on point, make sure the lessons are there. and therefore it's a one-to-one ratio. As long, and what I mean by that is, if they read your book and then heard you on stage, it should sound very, very similar. If they met you in person and they read your book, it should sound like I'm talking to you just like on the side of the street. That is what's crucial about it. And a great ghostwriter can match your tonality, get the stories, get the lessons down in a clear clear time frame, and allow you to focus on what you do best. I've worked with people, and Christina, you probably have heard this from many people. Hey, I've been working on my book for 15 years, 10 years, 5 years. You just wasted time. Do you know what the only asset is that you'll never, ever get back? It's time. You could always make more money, but you'll never get more time back. Quit wasting it. Get it done in a short window. And here's the other piece of it all. A ghostwriter is going to consolidate time so it gets a snapshot of who you are right now. Christina, you put this book out in 2023. You've had already so many experiences since then. You've already evolved and transformed slightly that you probably say, man, I wish I would have put this in the book. But that means you have now an opening for another book. So a book should be a snapshot of who you are right now. And the longer you draw that out, the more experiences, the more stories, and it just becomes something that never ends. So get a book done in a short time as a clear snapshot of who you are right now. Use it to get to the next level of your career. Write another book. Get to the next level. Write another book. In the marketplace, what's crazy about this, Christina, you'll see this, we'll see your transformation. They're going to see you go from one book to two to three, and they're going to say, oh my God, like Grant Cardone, and you're a Grant Cardone fan like I am. Look at his most recent book as compared to his first book.
Yes.
It's totally different. And the reason why is because he's transformed and grown and used those tools to get to the next level. So he would not get there unless he at least had that first book in the beginning.
Absolutely. We have a quote around here. Success needs support. Guys, we talk about this all the time. Why would you want to do anything alone? That's why you come to us to help you find the best jobs. You come to us to, you know, prepare the best interview strategy. You don't want to write a book on your own. You don't want to try to lose 50 pounds on your own or gain muscle on your own. Never do something alone for years and fail without reaching out and getting help, you know, from an expert in that area of life. Like, I'm telling you, that was such a turning point. So like last year, well, when we did our year in review and I wrote down all the things that we achieved, the biggest takeaway when I looked at it was holy F. Look at all this stuff that we achieved. But then I'm like, there's no way that that could have happened without the support of experts, like our marketing team, Mike with our book, personal trainers, nutritionists. And I know that, you know, that stuff can get spendy, but you can budget out certain things. And I'm just saying, don't do it alone. Reach out, get help, connect with people. You touched a little bit on what my next question was, which was going to be, how can publishing a book help executives in the job search?
Yep.
But you did answer it, which is the personal branding side. But can you touch on that a little bit more? My favorite thing that you said was, we already know that this sets you apart from almost everyone else that they're going to be looking at. So if you look at my LinkedIn banner, guys, you're going to see my banner says Christina Madden, best-selling author, which, by the way, guys, I will also include that I think that when I presented my brand to the fabulous Miss Elena Cardone, which agreed to be on our podcast March 27th, our first billionaire on the podcast, I'm like only freaking out a little bit, but it was because I had these achievements, you know, she could take me seriously. So, you know, that's another example of that. But so when you land on my LinkedIn profile, of course it looks attractive. Look at what Christina's doing. She's doing big things and she believes in something. And now I can open up a book and get to know her a little better. But what are your thoughts on that a little further into, you know, people out there looking for jobs and looking to stay relevant in their industry?
Yep. So I believe every leader is required to create other leaders. That's the way I look at it. So in my opinion, I think that you need to differentiate yourself in a way that you stand out as a leader. And let's just say you're trying to get a position in some corporation and you will have a leadership role. Can you imagine writing a book called, and I'm just making this up on the fly, The Leader Inside, lessons on how to scale productivity, manage teams, and make profound decisions.
I love that. So like getting specific.
Yes. Right? The Leader Inside. Okay. So now you write a book about The Leader Inside, 15 lessons on leadership that you have learned throughout your life. And maybe you're not in your dream career yet, but this book might be able to position you in that spot. So The Leader Inside, you write down 15 lessons that got you to where you're at now. And maybe these are lessons your mom taught you, your dad taught you, your former boss taught you, or lessons you've learned from the Christina and Tim podcast. It doesn't matter. The lessons that you've learned that you apply on a day-to-day basis. It's got to be real. It's got to be authentic. So you have to live by them. Otherwise, you're a liar. And then you tell the stories on how you learn those lessons or how you apply them. So you lead with the value, and then you have the stories. Hey, I went through a divorce, I overcame it, and then all of a sudden I was able to find my dream mate because I was able to make clear decisions on who I was and what I wanted. And by having these certain habits in my life, individuals saw my standards, and therefore once I had standards, I was a product of my standards, and people respected me more, and I got my job, and I got my dream guy, whatever it is. So now you have these lessons that you've learned. You identify the stories, people fall in love with your stories, you put it in a book, you get it done, and now you have something that's easy to give away. When you sit down in front of that person that's hiring, you say, you know what, I've done all this in my past, I'm also looking to do this, I guarantee you'll have more clarity in life because you'll know what you want. That's going to shine through just simply in the simple communication, right? If you become a great communicator, you are going to far exceed your competition. So by being a great communicator, but also having something that other people don't, is also going to look at you in a way that says, wow, this person's committed. This person's committed to this vision, to this journey. And if you give them something that is tangible, you become memorable. You become unforgettable. So that's just one little example. But by having this book that also gives you this identity that we talked about, The Leader Inside. Hey, Susie Q, who just came in for the job, wrote a book called The Leader Inside. My assumption is that she understands what a leader is. We're looking for a leader. Why don't we give her a shot? You know what? I read her book. She quotes Jim Rohn a lot. She quotes Tony Robbins. She quotes Ed Milet or Les Brown. I love all those people. There's so much common ground in the first three pages that I read of her book. I think she is a sure bet. Let's get her in here. Let's give her a shot and see if it works out. So brand yourself in a way, create a clear identity, give value, but also share your personality. And by the way, I think you're a Dr. Joe Dispenza fan. Dr. Joe Dispenza has this great quote, your personality creates your personal reality. The more you put your personality on display, people sense you, they trust you more. And I think within a book, you put your personality out there for the world to read, and that shows courage. So I put in there about my love for muscle cars, my love for dirt bikes, my love for dogs, and I want to attract, right? I used to chase everything in life. Now I'm all about attraction marketing. I want to attract people in my life that love America, love capitalism, love freedom, right? And so I put it out there for a reason. Not just to put it out there and see where it goes. I'm trying to draw in a tribe. And you can do that by putting your personality down on a piece of paper and having it live forever. Your grandkids, grandkids, grandkids will read this book. And so if you have something that's in this world that might, I mean, who knows? If Amazon goes down, who knows what happens? But years from now is going to be around. Do you realize that you are setting a path for them? Hey, what did great grandma do in her journey for the career? What was great grandpa doing back in 2024? You know, so you set this precedence that you have these standards, you get books done. And here's another part of it, I think. You become the example. When you do something like write a book, get on stage, start a business, you know, whatever it is, you inspire others around you. There's an energy that you give off. You become an example. And individuals who see you put yourself out there in an authentic way is motivating. Hey, I want to be around Christina and Tim because they are who they are and there's nobody stopping them. So I want to be around people like that. You know what? I read her book. She put out a book. Oh my God, you realize only 3% of people ever put out a book? I want to be around people who do that. And so by doing that, I guarantee you're going to hand this book to someone who most likely doesn't even have a book. But deep inside, they wish they did. And you're going to inspire and motivate potentially your future boss. So there's just a couple aspects, but identity, commitment, and personality.
I'm kind of a snob now, Mike. I'm like, you haven't even done a book. Like you haven't even published a book. Like not even an ebook. I'm like, come on, what's going on? But you guys, when we have even just like, I'm kidding you guys a little bit. But when we get new hires, you know, I make sure they get a copy of the book, and then, you know, they get so excited. And even if you think you're not in sales, you are in sales. You are constantly enrolling in people who, you know, people into who you are, what your vision is, where your company's going. So it's a great team building tool to use, you know, in the future. And on the more like emotional side, what he was talking about with legacy and your great grandkids reading it, I was about a week out from officially publishing the book, and I had the prototype with me, and I had just got news that my grandpa was passing, and I was lucky enough to have him as an amazing mentor who's very into self-development, very into reading. One of the books he gave me was, you know, the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by
is that a copy?
Maxwell, John Maxwell. But anyway, so I was able to, I took the copy to Ohio with me from Florida in hospice, and I had this book with me, and it was the last thing that I got to show my grandpa. And just the smile on his face, and then the whole story of that ended up going in the dedication area of this book. So just imagine, I mean, now my book's a family heirloom, you know, it's like, it's amazing. It's just endless surprises from the whole process. So I can't recommend enough that you guys really seriously consider doing it. It doesn't have to be a novel. And actually, my last question for you is, when somebody says, okay, I'm going to do it, I'm going to book a call, they make the investment, and they show up to that first call, which, by the way, I was really nervous. Like, I was nervous for my first call with Mike. Your first call is something a couple hours, I think. But what, you know, when you have somebody that lacks clarity and they're so scared and they're just all over the place, what are some tactics that you use to get people thinking creatively and relaxing into the process a little bit when they're going into it?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. Tim's book is called Discipline Equals Dream Job. And so I always ask people, what is your dream job? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Let's paint the picture of where you're going. And if you have any answer for that, I would love to be in a leadership role. I want to be a manager. I want to be an investor. I want to work in finance. Start with the end in mind. And all of a sudden you realize, wow, I do see myself here or there in a couple of years. So I believe that's where it all begins. And as long as you realize that what you build today will get you to that next best version or that dream life that you want, I think it puts people at ease. Okay, you mean to tell me that it's tangible, it's real. As long as I start to have this picture in my head of where I'm going, all I need to do is really break down steps that will help other people get to where I'm at now that will also propel me to that dream version of myself. So it's very simple. The equation is lessons, stories, audience. So it begins with the end in mind, break down 15, and that's the magic number we look for, 15 lessons that you want to teach your audience, and we'll talk about that audience in a second, but teach your audience on something that you've overcome, something that you are proud of that will help them in their life in any aspect, whether it's relationship-wise, finance-wise, motivational-wise, it doesn't matter. What did you do in your life that you're proud of that could help someone else? Start with that. 15 lessons. Now identify stories that are so crucial to you. Defining moments, if you will. Ground zero moments. Vulnerable moments that made you who you are. So put that down. Couple stories. You know, one word, three words, a sentence. And then the target audience. And Christina, you probably have sensed this. The target audience always is who you used to be, right? Your target audience is who you were 5 years ago. And when you see that, you're like, oh my God, you mean to tell me all I have to do is create a manual for my former self? I know my journey. I'm going to speak directly to who I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I'm telling you, if I had a manual right out of the gate, if I could go back and hand my former self, very much like Back to the Future. That's why I love that movie, by the way. But going back to your former self and giving him a roadmap. Hey, man. Join masterminds. Hey, man, hold your word. Hey, man, stay in one direction for as long as you possibly can. Quit bouncing around and divvying up your money. People look at you as like a flake. You know what I mean? Be committed to your craft. Become an expert, right? These are all things that I would teach my former self. All right, you got the lesson, stories, target audience. Done. Someone like myself or Kelly, who's on our team, would interview you for 2 hours one day, 2.5 hours another day. We have a simple conversation based off of those 15 lessons, 15 stories, and we record it. We take all that content, we send to a writer. A writer writes it up. 40 days later, you receive the first draft. You fine-tune it. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, and we make adjustments. We do that twice to get it dialed in, to make sure you're happy with it. Then we help you out with title and subtitle. We give you our suggestions because that is always the second step. It is never the first. Christina, you probably had the title in your mind, but I'm telling you, most people never even think of the content. They think of the title. What's the title of their book? That's backwards thinking. You want to create the content and then marry the title to it. If you marry the content to the title, you become very limited. So we do it for a reason. We'll create a bunch of titles. We give it to you. We say, hey, which one's your favorite? These are marketable. These are very clear in the market identity you're trying to create. Which one do you like? Title, subtitles created. We go to cover design. We create about 25 cover choices. So right around day 40, day 45, you receive the covers and the book itself. You make adjustments on both ends. You pick your favorite cover. That's done. Upload to Amazon. Amazon prints it for around $4 per copy. This is print on demand. Now, that is crazy. You'll see a lot of other publishers out there say, oh, you need to get a bunch of copies, put them in your garage, and then sell them. Do not do that. Use Amazon for all it's worth and have the print on demand system put in place. So you order a copy for $4 in the mail, you look at it. And Christina, what was that day like when you received your book in the mail for the first time? Just tell me, because I think it's the greatest day ever.
Oh my gosh, it was the greatest day ever. So, yeah. I felt like a badass, you guys. It's one of those achievements and milestones. Like I said a few times on the podcast already, like it really is a pivotal moment. It's like, I did this.
So when you get that book in the mail, you will feel different. I'm telling you guys, there's a sense of like just confidence. And if you're a confident person, just the world opens up for you. So but the book will come in the mail. You review it one last time. You give us a thumbs up. And then we put you on the schedule to become an Amazon bestseller. And you're probably out there thinking to yourself, that sounds like a freaking scam. How can you guarantee bestseller? Well, Amazon is just one big giant game. I think life is in general is a series of games. And the goal is really just to be invited to play lots of games. So you could do that with a book. But if Amazon's a game and you can win in this game, all you have to understand is leverage, positioning, and timing. You leverage a network, our network, your network. We position a book in a certain category and we time a bunch of sales within 3 hours, putting you to number one in multiple categories, at least one, but multiple is what we shoot for. And voila, you're an Amazon best-selling author, an accolade that will never ever die. And so I do want to kind
of Mike, now how do I become a New York Times bestseller?
All right, so New York Times is a little bit different, same game, just on a bigger level. You will look into it. They've been sued many times based off of the number one best-selling book in the world. Technically might not even enter the New York Times list. Why is that? You're going to get into the political reasons, but also major publishers. There's gatekeepers for the New York Times. With this is considered self-publishing because you own the rights. You do not divvy up your royalties with anybody at all. The only person who gets a little bit of money from the sales is Amazon because they print it and ship it for you hands-free. However, I do not recommend if you're out there and this is your first book, do not go to a major publisher because you give up your rights. The moment someone starts beating down your door and giving you millions of dollars to put out a book, maybe you change your mind. But in the very beginning, to get your book out there cost effectively and to use it however you'd like, self-publish. Eventually, maybe a major publisher will come to you and say, let's get you on the New York Times. But it's the same game, Christina. They're just doing it at a massive level. They'll say, Barnes & Noble, buy this book on this day and have an order in, and that'll guarantee that it's a New York Times bestseller. Uh-huh. So it's the same setup. That's how when you watch Fox News or CNN, everybody's a New York Times bestseller. It's still a guaranteed result if you understand the game. So, but I did want to touch on this one last piece before I wrap up. The whole goal is to make it as easy as possible for them to select you as the hire, right? And so when you have a book, you are making it as easy as possible for them to choose you, all right? You are not trying to get a job and they just say, all right, we're willing to give them a shot, you know? You want to make it so undoubtable that you're the one. You're the one that they've been looking for.
That they're excited about you. Yeah.
They're excited. It's almost like bland person, no personality, no expertise, and you show up. And if you can do that in a way that excites them, right? Oh my God, we've been looking for you. Look at this. You're a best-selling author. Oh my God, you are on the ball. You know where you're going. I can sense that you're a great storyteller. I see you as perfect for this position. Make it so easy for them to choose you that it's almost like you're not trying to get a job. They're trying to hire you. It's a very big difference in how you look at it. So that's the way I look at it.
You're speaking my language. That's exactly right.
You taught me well, by the way, I think.
Yes. I think you read my book. I see that Dr. Ford is listening. Thanks for the motivation. I'm starting back working on my book today. Dr. Ford, you're one of my culprits of putting this off. You need to book a call with Mike. Get going on that. We'll be on for another, I don't know, minute or so if anybody listening on LinkedIn wants to drop a question. Again, by the way, guys, Mike also did my day planner. I know you guys have seen the... Look at that. The Success Unveiled Day Planner. You guys, that is also available on Amazon, a day planner for the fearless executive. And guys, just a reminder, and I know Raquel is in the comments. She has been dropping the links to book your call with Mike, have that discovery call, see what your options are and what what you can do moving forward on your book. Don't put it off anymore. And for the free resources that we've launched here in the last couple of weeks is execupgrades.com/resources. That's going to give you some guidance on your personal branding, your resume, interview strategy, and everything you need to land your next job. And if you would like to book a call with our team to continue discussing your job search, that is execupgrades.com/podcast. I'm always shamelessly plugging my very new Instagram, which is at the Christina Madden. I'm actually using my Instagram now. So if you want a backstage peek, like where I'm live on Instagram right now, backstage peek into the lifestyle, how Tim and I make it all happen. You want to get over there and follow us. Mike, what is your IG handle for people to follow you for your service?
Yeah, so I have two. One's for the company. One is $1 Million Bookman. Just find that. And then one's my personal, which is The Dream Starter.
The Dream Starter. Can't forget that. Maxine Gill, I am going to book a call with you, Mike. This was divine guidance. Yes, Maxine, amazing. Thank you, Christy. Okay, guys, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you. I think this was a super special episode. Mike, thank you so much for being here and supporting everybody and making their dreams come true.
Thank you. Okay, one last piece.
Yeah.
When you write a book, you realize that you're on the hero's journey. And if you can resurrect the hero within and write a book, you will help others realize they're the hero of their own story. So make sure you get it done any which way.
Amazing. All right. I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.